All right, welcome back. To summarize, we had my co-host, Jim Hobgood, reporting earlier in the show from JPJ and giving us an on-the-ground, in-the-arena report, which was, I thought, outstanding. We want to thank our good friend, Chris Horn, who did a great job with recruiting, as always, from the Sabre. Next week's show, we've got Dan Merrifield, first-time guest on Who's Talking.
Right.
Played back in the day, well-known for his elbows and his girth and his rebounding and his good nature, and a very popular player at UVA. And we've also got Coach Jason Williford, one of Tony Bennett's key assistants. He's a former player, grew up in Richmond, played at John Marshall, where I actually saw him play in high school. His colleague, Yuri Barnes, has been on the show many, many times, as has Jason. And just two terrific ambassadors for the University of Virginia, much less Virginia and the ACC basketball. Mm-hmm. So next week's show will be very lively and a lot of fun. And now Darren is going to update you on the Olympic Sports Report.
Thanks, Frank. Virginia women's basketball team fell 70-51 to the number 15 Duke Blue Devils yesterday at JPJ. Earlier in the week, they also, they defeated Georgia Tech by 1 point at home, and the Lady Cavs will be back on the road this week, playing number 16 Miami Thursday, and returning to JPJ on Sunday to take on Wake Forest. The ladies are 15-8 on the year and 4-6 in ACC play. Frank, the men's tennis teams have started red hot. They started their season just like they finished last year, cutting a swath through the SEC on their first road trip. The Hoos defeated Vanderbilt 4-3, Kentucky 4-3, and conference foe Louisville 7-0 this past weekend. And up next, the Florida Gators are coming to Charlottesville on Saturday. Track and field at the Scarlet and White meet in Boston this past weekend. Senior Jordan Young won the weight throw in his first toss since 2015, hitting a mark of 75 feet and 2 inches, which is the third longest toss in the ACC in the NCAAs this year. The fifth-ranked men's track and field team, we talked about them earlier, they captured the meet title. Number 24 Virginia wrestling team picked up two huge wins this past weekend, defeating Duke, and number 25 North Carolina. The wrestlers are now 10-5 on the season and 2-2 in the ACC. Pitt is the next opponent in Charlottesville this coming Sunday.
Hats off to Steve Garland. He lost a lot of talent over the last 2 years, and he's sort of reloading his lineup. So hats off to Steve Garland.
They're doing a fantastic job.
Yeah, to go down on the road and to beat Carolina and Duke, which are old rivals, back-to-back is pretty impressive. All right, ACC schedule this week. Starting tonight, the Cavaliers are hosting the Louisville Cardinals. Virginia is favored by 5 points, but I'm predicting that Virginia will win, but only by maybe 2 or 3 points. I see it hard for them to cover. Darren, any thoughts?
I think that without those two guys, maybe their chemistry will be off. We're going to be back in JPJ with the home crowd. I'm going to say it's going to be a 12-point win.
Let's hope so. All right, Tuesday night, Wake Forest is at Notre Dame. Wake Forest is having a surprisingly good season. They're 5-6 in the conference. Notre Dame is a mystery to me. They're 6-5, and they got players, but they're also finding ways to lose by 3, 4, 5, 6 points. Georgia Tech is hosting a school I can't even pronounce it. Tusculum. I'm not even familiar with that school. So the Yellow Jackets have that game. All right. Syracuse is at Clemson, and Clemson needs a home win because they just renovated Little John.
We would love for them to get that win.
Yeah, that would be a good win, and that would help the Wahoos.
That's right.
All right. Later in the week, State and Florida State do battle. Pittsburgh is at BC. Virginia Tech is at Miami, and then Thursday, UNC is at Duke, and everybody gets all wound up about that game. We'll see if this game lives up to it. I must say that I think the Tar Heels have more talent, and they're more consistent this year. Mm-hmm. But I must also say, with Coach K back on the bench, there's a lot of emotion riding high there, and those two big men that are true freshmen for Duke are outstanding. Tatum and Giles. Those two guys are something else. But anyway, as always,
it'll be a good game. That's good a big contest. Game. Thursday
then,
night.
Then everybody's playing on Saturday, February 11th. So, You got to go on the ACC.com or .org website and look at all those games coming up.
Yeah, I think on that Saturday, the Miami at Louisville and the Florida State at Notre Dame, especially the Florida State-Notre Dame game, is going to be a good one to watch.
All right, next week's show, must remind folks, we've got UVA assistant coach Jason Williford and former UVA round mound of rebound Dan Merrifield, who is a terrific guy and has done some good things since his glory days in Charlottesville. The Wahoos are now 12 in the AP poll. They've dropped three spots. But a win tonight against the surging Louisville Cardinal, which is now number four in the nation. I think that'll propel Virginia back up maybe even to the top seven. Carolina is number eight. Florida State is at 14. Duke is at 18. And over in the coaches' poll, Notre Dame is at 24. But they are not scratching in the AP poll. All right, 30 seconds to go. The way I see the game tonight, Devin Hall needs to drive and score and draw fouls. Merrill Shayok needs to drive and score and get the foul line. London Perantes has got to cut down on the turnovers. More than one turnover by London Perantes, and that's not a good thing. 10 seconds, Darren, quick.
Let's go Wahoos. Beat the Cards tonight.
Beat Louisville. Get a big win. Go Hoos.